Welcome to the Amplify Clearwater Show, powered by 13th Avenue Media. We are very excited to take you on a journey to learn more about the incredible businesses, nonprofits, and community leaders that are here in Clearwater and Clearwater Beach. If you feel so inclined, please share this with somebody who might also enjoy it, subscribe, and write a review. Thank you for joining us and enjoy the show. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Amplify Clearwater Show. I'm very happy, as always, to be here with you and to amplify some of the businesses here in Clearwater. Today, I have the lovely Jenny Burrow, who is just really the director of everything at Amplify Clearwater. I feel like she is the engagement extraordinaire. So it's always nice to see you, Jenny. Say hello to the audience.
Hi, thanks for having me, and thanks for being here, Yaro.
It's very exciting. Yes, we're going to have a great conversation today with Yaro Havelka, who he said nobody knows his last name anyway, so it doesn't really matter if I just botch that real quickly. My husband will be completely ashamed since I have a Hungarian last name, Fekete, that everybody botches. So there you go. Yaro, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
I'm so excited to talk about your company, Top Martial Arts.
Excellent, thank you.
Yes, so I wanna prep everybody because I did read your story and I'm intrigued. I have a strong curiosity about the human beings that we are surrounded by. And I love that you came here and you taught yourself the English language from books and talking to others. Is that correct, like 1997?
Yeah, that's correct, yes, that's correct. I learned by myself the working low paid jobs and talking with everybody all the time and increase my language. Of course, my wife helped me a lot with that.
Yes. last 15. I love how much you definitely love your wife. That is clear in the bio that you wrote to us. You've been married for the last 15 years. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yes.
Yes. Yes. So I'm going to stay on that for just a minute because I don't think we give enough homage to people who come to this wonderful country from other places and then do like what you have done, which is created an amazing life for yourself. Because I'm sure when you started going to martial arts, which is what you did when you moved here, you just knew that that's what you wanted to get into. And now today you own the martial arts studio that you once were practicing in. Is that right?
That's correct. Yes. I actually coming to Clearwater about 25 years ago, and next day I wake up, I go walking, and I'm looking for a karate studio. I did already karate back in Czech for a while, and I know that I want to train and continue, and I was looking for to get back to, I did Shotokan, so I was looking for Shotokan. Nowhere near, but close by was studio, and they teach. This is studio what I own now. So I coming to studio and that time Master Rick, I didn't speak any English. I have a just dictionary with me and I turn pages. I saw training and he tell me, yes, training. So this is how I start there.
But there was no iPhones. There was no Google back then. There was no GPS. You couldn't just say, translate what I'm saying into your phone. You had to actually learn it as you went, which is fascinating. And so you never even took any English classes. You just learned by reading and speaking.
That's correct. Yes. I never take any class. I did I learned Russian language in Czech for about 13 years. I learned a little bit German, technical German in a school, mm-hmm. but otherwise I not did any other languages. So I be honest, I didn't know that I will be ever speaking English because I was so bad in any language that I learned in school. So I was thinking, oh, I will never learn that.
And look at you now. Look at you now. This is really incredible. That is certainly something I've always admired. I know that I've worked with a lot of clients that say, oh, I'm embarrassed. You know, my accent isn't so great and I'm going on TV or I'm going on the radio. You know more languages than I do. So I say yes to that. You know, it's really wonderful.
You know, interesting is that people who are coming from other countries and have an accent want a losing accent, right? Like I would love to lose my accent if I can, but I know that I never will. But people who I talk to, you know, I'm doing a lot of speeches, they say, oh, you have a so nice accent. I would love to have some accent. So it's interesting. People who have want to get rid of it, who don't have any, they would like to have some.
Yeah, it's so true. My parents are from Ireland and they still have their Irish brogue to this day. And they've been in this country for over 45 years now. So it's amazing. So getting on to your business, which I'm very excited to tell everybody about. So you were practicing there and how did it you end up purchasing the studio? I'm sure it wasn't as easy as it might be to run today. Back then, you probably didn't have a huge audience or a lot of people joining. So tell us about that journey.
So the town where I buy a studio was kind of really small because Mastery, who owned before me, he kind of lost interest. He started doing different stuff, different businesses, and he kind of like putting on back burner. So town where I buy studio was not a whole lot of people in the studio. So I have a lot of things to do, not only teaching martial arts and bring students, but learn about business, learn about how to manage studio, how to learn how to manage business. It was probably the hardest part.
So how long do you think it took for you to see some type of, you know, hope that your business would be sustainable?
Yeah, so that's kind of interesting questions. Be honest, if my wife don't have any really good job, I will probably not have any business.
Yeah, that's for 100%.
First 3-4 years was really rough. She really pay all bills. I don't have any money spare. So I would say first, like every new business, 4 or 5 years, it's like where you find out if you are able to actually work out, if your business will survive.
Basically. And you've actually had this for how long now? How long have you been in business?
We are close to 15 years now.
Wow, congratulations. That's amazing. So that no wonder why you speak so highly of your wife.
Yeah, right.
Well, I understand that very well. And Jenny, I'm sure would agree. A lot of business owners that first start out, I mean, it's not easy and we need each other to amplify our businesses, to get out in the community. And now in this pandemic, it hasn't been that easy. So I'm very grateful that Amplify Clearwater has opened the opportunity to speak about businesses like yours so people can learn about them. So you started, from what I understand, with adult, and then you went in, you opened it up for children, and then you started before, like before school classes or just after school classes?
So we start, be honest, I was like hardcore martial artist. So I really want to teach kids. I never done that. It was never my experience to teach kids. I always teach adults. So I want to teach adults. My wife told me, nope, we will teach kids. So now getting older and I think teaching kids is very, very rewarding. A lot of more than adults, I would say. Now I love teaching kids and I love changing kids' lives. It's like really my favorite things, you know. See, like now I have a student who was 5 years old, and I have actually two instructors who started with me, and one was 5 years old, one was 7 years old. Now they are my instructors. Now one is 21, second one is 18. So seeing changing their lives through martial arts, seeing how well personality they coming in, and like how well they are, how they react, how they set up their lives. It's really awesome. And I can see that all over, always people sending me pictures, how they start martial arts. And I have another my instructor, he just go last year, he started with me like 8 years old, and he is now in Marine Corps. You know, he sent me pictures and like how he started with white belt, and now he's in a military outfit. And so
it really is amazing. So I want to be able to share too, from a personal experience, that my stepson went into martial arts when he was very young. He was having some problems focusing. And, you know, I think like a lot of children have just staying focused and having confidence and building some type of discipline into their lives. And I can't even remember who I was running a pediatric practice at the time. It was probably one of the doctors that said it would be a good idea to check out martial arts. And he went into Taekwondo, and it really, really changed everything. I would say that the confidence that he has today, a lot of it is a direct result of what you teach, because it's not just about, you know, like I think some people might have the misconception that it's about going in and just like working out or maybe learning how to beat the crap out of somebody, but it's a lot more than that. Can you share a little bit about that, Yaro?
You know, I can tell you a little bit from my personal experience. I actually was never born at training martial arts. I never was interested in martial arts. I never watched karate movies. I never saw until I started training martial arts. And martial arts bring me actually my friend. And he quit after 2 weeks. So he was just, or 2 months actually. He got 2 months and he quit, and I am still there. But really changed personal life. I really like it from the beginning where I start training. I really love it. I really did. I was a little bit fluffy tom where I started training martial arts. I lose a lot of weight. Everybody think that I am sick because I was so happy to training, and I see how my instructors acting and I copy them. So it's really changed my life. With kids those days, a lot of kids have a ADHD and they have a problem with focus. Mm-hmm. But I do have a lot of kids who have a ADHD, but kids who really love it and parents support them with their training, they doing an amazing job.
Really. Yeah, because we decided to not to take the medication route. And because of that, we wanted an outlet for him as a child. And I think a lot of people benefit from bringing their children and having, well, learning a lot of respect. I mean, you guys don't just talk and do the physical, you know, it really is more about a mindset and who you are. So I think it's fantastic. I'm a huge fan. I want to be able to give the audience an understanding of pre-pandemic of your company and then the current state of what we're living in today. So pre-pandemic, I would assume things were, you know, jumping. Everybody's busy. Everybody's coming in. What is the setup like? Like, what are your hours right before the pandemic hit? And then I want to talk about what it's like today.
So I will actually saying that our hours are actually same.
We
didn't change things. We even town where we was closed, like every business was closed, we keep it same hours. We just go to Zoom. So everybody can keep it same schedule, because I think for kids and for adults, it's important to keep it scheduled. So keep it some formal normalcy in their lives. Now, with classes, of course, before pandemic, we did Lara a little bit different than what we're doing now. We try to do less contact. Our school is focused not too much on sports, so we're not doing some katas. We're not doing stuff what like Taekwondo schools does. Our style of martial arts is more about self-defense. So we're doing everything with partner. So that part we kind of skip right now. We not do that yet. I'm not doing any sparring yet, because I don't think that is smart things to do right now in this moment. So we're doing like really limited what we teaching, but we still teaching really good martial arts, and we focusing just on different stuff. So I tell my instructors, so we know can do self-defense with person, because I really don't want to. Let's make everybody have a good split. Let's make everybody have a great kicks. Let's get everybody make a great punches. So this is what we're focusing on.
Right. So a lot more training, and the fact that you were able to continue that, I mean, is wonderful, because that's such a big part of the discipline process, right? Is to not have such a break, because then it gets difficult to come on back. So when you closed your business for the few months like everybody else did, and then you went straight into Zoom, which I think is fantastic. And now, like, what does it look like in terms of social distancing of people coming into your space?
So all parents have to carry masks, And I can see that a lot of parents actually didn't coming into studio. They staying outside. What I'm okay with that. It's better for everybody anyway. Kids don't have to wear a mask if they training. We try to keep it a distance if it's possible. Mm-hmm. Some kids wear masks. Some kids don't. Mm-hmm. Same thing with our after school as well. So we are fortunate that our after school area, we have more rooms than one, so we can separate different ages, so they are not together. So we have rooms for about 20 kids in each room, so we can put them not together, not all together.
Yeah, that's great, because you know, I remember what it was like when I had to take, I relied on Cooper going to these classes after school, because we had to work, right? And how great is that, that you were able to maintain throughout, because I know it's been tough for everybody. So it was a great help, I'm sure, to a lot of the parents, because it's been tough for all of us. So I'm really happy to hear that you were able to persevere through it. So is there anything else? So you were small in the beginning, and then you had to open up another space. Where are you located now, and how big is your space?
So we start as a buy studio. We was on Highland. It was about 2,000 square feet studio that time. We move into US 19 and Drew Street. Mm. And our space is now at about 5,000 square feet. So we have a little bit bigger space. We actually planning opening a second location in countryside in a month or two.
Good for you. Look at you guys just growing in a pandemic. I love it. Yeah. Keep persevering.
You know,
you can move here from another country. You can do anything, right?
That's right. It's interesting is that I take it as paramedic, like I can do something else. So what I did, I start reading book on business. I start reading book on communication. I start taking classes for communication, and all coming together and doing great. I think it's just was actually best things what I can get, a little bit push in life, you know, to move forward.
Yeah, I think that's great. So you have been a part of Amplify Clearwater for a while. Jenny, why don't you tell us what it's been like to have this relationship with this wonderful organization?
Yeah, I mean, we're really grateful for it. And I even just had to look up the exact day that they joined the chamber, and they joined the chamber during the pandemic.
Hmm.
Rather than ahead of it or years before, they realized, and I assume maybe it was part of, you know, reading the books about business and everything and realizing how much a chamber can benefit a business. So we're really grateful that even during a pandemic like this, you still join the chamber because you know how important chambers are for the community.
And how has that been helpful to you, Yara?
Interesting is I was thinking about joining the Chamber of Commerce for years, like really years. I was thinking, I want to join Chamber of Commerce. And I never did, never. And this kind of pushed me to do something with my business and myself. So I'm happy to be part of Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah, that's really great. Well, we're happy to have you as a part of Amplified Clearwater. And we're so grateful that you were here with us today, Yaro. Much continued success. I think it's wonderful. We'll have all of your information about how people can contact you, your website. And thank you for being a part of Amplified Clearwater show.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Yaro. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. That's right.
Thank you so much for tuning in. We hope you enjoyed the show, and we'd love for you to share it with somebody else who might be interested in learning more about Clearwater and Clearwater Beach. To learn more about sponsorship, please reach out to Jennifer Burrow. Her email address is Jenny, J-E-N-I, @AmplifyClearwater.com. Thank you.